Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Hebrews 1:8-9. The throne of David was promised to endure, and Christ would be seated upon that throne. God spoke to his appointed king, David, And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. 2 Samuel 7:16. However, the throne would not be an earthly material throne. My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. John 19:36. Jesus was ordained of God to be a king, but not an earthly king. Pilate therefore saith unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness of the truth. Every one that heareth my voice is of the truth. John 18:37. There will be no earthly throne, nor will there be an earthly reign, nor will there be a rebuilding of an earthly temple. Jerusalem will not be the place where the affairs of God and worship unto him is performed. Jesus had spoken to the Samaritan woman, telling her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. John 4:21. The kingdom of Christ would be a kingdom of righteousness set in the hearts of obedient disciples. Jesus has come into the world to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Romans 3:26. His death upon the cross was that he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. The prophecy of David was fulfilled in the triumph of Christ over the grave. Knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. Acts 2:30-33. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.